You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a young lady who had a first date with a young man. She spent several hours getting ready, and at the appointed time of 7 p.m., she was waiting in the living room in her lovely new dress, high heels, finest jewelry, and newly styled hair. After patiently waiting for over an hour for her date to arrive, she gave up, realizing the young man wasn't going to show up. So she cleaned off her makeup, changed into her jeans, sweatshirt, and tennis shoes, and sat down to watch TV for the evening. About 9 p.m., the doorbell rang. And so when she got up and opened the door, there stood her date, all dressed in suit and tie. Before the young lady could utter a word, he said to her, "What? I'm 2 hours late and you're still not ready?" On this first Sunday of Advent, Jesus tells us, be watchful, be alert, be ready. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. The very word Advent comes from a Latin term, advenio, which means to wait for, to watch for that which is coming to us. Hence, during these next 27 days, the Church invites us to prepare ourselves to celebrate the Lord's coming to us in human flesh in the present day, and to prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming to us on the final day. The mystery of the incarnation of the one born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago is that he still dwells in our midst. But it can be easy for all of us to fail to see or to recognize the one who dwells among us in human flesh because of the hectic, stressful pace of our daily living. Advent is the Church's invitation to us to call ourselves to attentiveness to the presence of the Lord in our midst here and now, so that we can recognize the Lord present in the ordinary events, the ordinary people, the ordinary places of our daily lives. When we expect to find something, then we are better prepared for its coming. This time of year, whenever I drive on the highways of southern Illinois, I'm always on the lookout for deer crossing the highway. We all know from our experience that we have to be watchful and stay alert, lest at a time we least expect, Bambi will suddenly appear in our path and we'll have an unwanted hood ornament. When everyone else in our culture views this season as the most hectic and stressful time of the year, the Church invites us to slow down a bit and be more prayerful and reflective so that we can be attentive to the one who comes to us in human flesh, the one who wants to come into our path, the one who comes to shape us like the clay in a potter's hands. The Church challenges us to ask ourselves this Advent, are our lives being shaped by God, or are they being shaped by our culture or by someone else? Probably like most of you, I can't help but feel overwhelmed by my to-do list for these next 27 days. But with the help of my little blue book, I'm determined to make this Advent season not one of stress and anxiety, but rather one of prayer and peace. Like most of you, I've come to learn that just 10 minutes of quiet, reflective, prayerful time each day can make all the difference in the other 1,430 minutes in the rest of the day, giving our day greater purpose and direction. We've all heard the expressions, a day of worry is more exhausting than a week of work. Or worrying about tomorrow does not change tomorrow, it just deprives today of its joy. Or write your worries down and place them in a worry box and hold them up and hand them over to God. And so as we begin a new liturgical year with new words for our public prayer, our liturgy, let us also resolve to make personal prayer a part of our life each and every day, so that we can be prepared to recognize the incarnate Word of God made flesh, who is indeed present in our midst this day and every day of our lives. The good news is, when we watch and wait with expectation through silence and prayer, the Lord will come to us each and every day. And when we are prepared for the Lord's coming to us in the present time, then we're also prepared for His coming to us at the end of time, whenever that may be. Let us prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord as we pray on this first day of Advent and every day. Come, Lord Jesus.